This podcast is part of the Everyday Heroes Podcast Network, the network for first responders and those who support them.
The relationship that I mentioned, you know, there was a lot of devaluing in that relationship. And there was a lot of, you know, you're too small, you don't love womanly enough, there's something wrong with you.
Welcome to the Off Duty Podcast, the podcast where we interview the men and women of law enforcement and help you to learn about the person behind the badge. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. My name is Anthony McNeil, retired police officer and your host. Let's get started.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to episode number 64 of the Off Duty Podcast. Once again, it's me, your boy, Anthony McNeil, back with another fantastic guest joining me here on the podcast. This young lady has 6.5 years in law enforcement. She's into fitness, naps, women empowerment, and she's a believer and a dog mom. And I'm going to ask her about all that stuff here in a second. From the state of Georgia, please help me welcome Ms. Jennifer Lopez. And yes, that's her real name. Jennifer, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Great. I appreciate you taking time out of your day to join me here on the podcast. Now, for everybody that's listened to the podcast, you know, my first question is always very simply, why law enforcement?
Well, first, thank you for inviting me and having me. I've chose law enforcement, and it's going to sound cliche, but it's to help people. There's a plethora of facets within this career field. And I felt it was one of the most intricate ways to help somebody, whether someone thinks they're being helped or not.
Once you got into the profession, was it what you thought it would be?
Well, I had a little bit of a, not necessarily a leg up, but I started off at my original police department as a civilian, working as a communications clerk.
Okay.
And I did that for about a year and some change and kind of watched and listened and interacted with the officers. So that was part of my duties, was to also help them with a lot of the data entry and administrative stuff. So I got that point of view from it. And then I'm like, okay, I want to do this. Me, naturally, I'm an introvert. I don't do a whole lot of, one, I don't do a whole lot of this. Two, I don't do a whole lot of, going out and, hey, I'm Jennifer, how are you type of thing. Mm-hmm. But going to law enforcement, you have to do that. You have to, put your uniform on. You are a whole, it's almost like the reservations you have of yourself that kind of have to go out the window. And you have to do what you need to do to make sure that what's going on is safe, happening, and everyone else around you is, good to go. So I had an idea of what I was getting into, but of course, day to day, it's completely different than what the dynamic is. It's out of this world. But I like that. I don't like sitting down and doing the same thing over and over again. So
yeah. Any other family members in the profession?
I have an uncle that he's in the probation side. I don't know the exact title of it, but he's the one that gets the probationer's right to court.
Okay.
So I don't know. There's a title for it. I don't know what it is. I want to say it's more like the federal or state side. He's across the country, but he's like the only one that's in, I guess, the umbrella of law enforcement. But other than that, no. Both of my parents were Army, retired Army, and I have brothers who are also in the military. So,
what was your family's feelings when you told them that you decided to join the profession?
They're excited, supportive. They understood the gravity that comes with it and the nature of the profession. They understood other dangers that come with it, but they had full confidence that I can go out there, I can do it. So
you mentioned that you're an introvert and that you don't normally do things like this, like the podcast. So what made you agree to come on the podcast with me?
Do something different.
Step out of your comfort zone.
Yeah, push myself. That's the only way to kind of, get better is just to go out there and do something that you don't normally do. So I figured let's go ahead and just try it on and do it.
Yeah. Now in your Instagram bio, you put that you're a believer. What's that all about?
Yeah. Christian faith.
Okay.
I was raised Catholic. I don't really claim that religion anymore, but I still believe in Christ and God. And that's a journey in itself with mm-hmm. myself and, him. So that's kind of where I put it as. And sometimes, human and I'm not without fault, but
we all are. That's for sure. What kind of dog you have? You said you're a dog mom.
I have a German Shepherd. He will be 3 years old in November.
Okay. You said you worked as a civilian. Was there anything before you got into that job that you did?
Yes. I did banking for a little bit as a bank teller and then a supervisor of a branch. Did that for a couple of years before deciding to step into the law enforcement world.
I think you're the second or third person I've had on the podcast that was in the banking prior to becoming a cop. So I don't know what the connection is there.
It has helped in just different ways. One, you learn how to do customer service in a very, people don't like, their money messed with. So people get very angry. You learn how to deal with that kind of emotion in that kind of, attitude in a professional manner with grace, with customer service. And I started off, worked in the bank. It was in the same city I grew up in. And then so when I went into law enforcement, working in the same city I grew up in, I knew a lot of people. A lot of the clientele translated also to the citizens that I served. That also helped. And then there's certain things within banking, especially when you're dealing with financial crime, it already kind of clicks. And so you kind of, when someone, hey, I have a financial transaction card fraud or anything of that sort, and they bring you all their documents, I already know what I'm looking for throughout everything. I know how to kind of piece some of it together. I'm not a master of it, but there is a little bit of a underlying back of my mind type of knowledge that sits there.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
I can see where that background could definitely come in handy in this profession. And, it's funny for anyone with any kind of life experience before they come into the profession, regardless of what they were doing prior, I think it always helps once you get into the profession. Because as you said, like with a banker, the customer service part, spot on. I mean, the banking ins and out, that's a given, seeing that you're going to be dealing with credit card fraud and other types of things like that. But the customer service side is something that you wouldn't necessarily think about. And that's very true. So I can see why you put a lot of your former employment to use in the profession. Now, women empowerment, what's that all about?
I work around men all day. and I grew up with just brothers.
We're a pain in the ass, aren't we?
No, y'all are good. I really believe that men gossip more than women do. Working in a bank, it was all women. And then going to working with all men, I'm like, dang, working at a bank, all I did was listen to people talk about, like their husband or their kids or someone got stopped at practice or whatever the case may be. And then I come over to this other side. I'm like, whoa, okay. We're going to talk about that. I said, there's nothing that's off limits.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when it comes to what I'm doing, especially with what I'm doing with my social media, I want other women to feel comfortable in themselves. I want women to know that they can go out and they can do anything that they put their mind to. My hope is that someone comes across my page and they're like, okay, well, she's putting herself out there. She's doing the things that she normally would not do in regards to just actually just putting myself out there in the first place.
Okay.
I'm going out there and I'm working in a male dominated field. I'm going out there and especially with fitness in general, I'm doing things that stereotypically today's society, it's a lot more accepted, but over the years, there's always heat that comes with it.
Yeah.
And I know that there's still women out there that it still sits in the back of their head, like, dang, what might become too bulky, or if I work with men, this is this and this and this. And it's just kind of like to defeat the odds. And even though my page is, I do it more for all my other females, I also want men to know that they can also go out and do things too that maybe not wouldn't normally do or don't think they could do, and they put their mind to it and they do it.
Yeah.
But a lot of it is mainly for, I want women to feel comfortable in themselves.
Yeah. Well, speaking of your page, that's a good segue into my first segment. And this is what I call Dig Deeper. Hey, this is Anthony. Real quick, before we continue with the podcast, I wanted to take a second and just say I appreciate you guys. And I want to say thank you for all the support that you guys have given to the podcast. And to show my appreciation, on December 1st, I'm going to be giving away a $100 Amazon gift card to one random listener. All you have to do is go to theoffdutypodcast.com/gift card. There's a link down in the show notes to enter. There's nothing to purchase or anything like that. This is just my way of showing appreciation and saying thank you. All right, let's get back to the episode. This is when I get nosy and I go poking around my guest social media. And I find several posts and I craft questions around those posts. And I want to talk to you about a couple of posts of yours. And the first one, this was a picture of you on the floor in front of a barbell. And you were wearing a T-shirt that said win every day. You recall that post?
Yes, that was a couple of days ago.
Okay. And the caption in that post was win every day. What does that mean to you? And my first question around that is simply, what does winning look like for you?
Going out every day and doing the best that you can do to be better than you were the day before.
Straight to the point. I like that. Nice, simple, and can't get any more concise and clear than that.
No.
What was the last big win you've had in your life?
Recently, actually, about 2 days ago, I received a phone call for a job offer still in the law enforcement field. I don't want to get too much into that because
I understand
that. Yeah. But it's something that I've been working for the last 2.5 years. And I finally got the final offer and the whole shebang with it. And just everything in life and also within my career has led up to this moment.
Okay.
And I'm absolutely elated and excited. And it's huge for me.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I want to flip the script on that question a little bit and ask you, what was your last big loss?
I'm trying to figure out how I want to word it because it is a lot more personal and things I don't want to really get that detailed in because it's more on the relationship side of things. I have been in a couple of relationships that were not healthy.
Okay.
And they weren't good. And that there's been a couple of years, but it's still a lot of work that I've had to do on myself to take the toxicness that was in it and remove that from myself. My ex was not the nicest person. So I guess in a sense, throughout the couple of years that I was with them and then the kind of like the aftermath of it, I guess the loss would be losing myself within it.
Okay.
And so I've been working very hard to get myself back or get a new version of me back because I'm never going to get the person that I was before back.
Yeah.
So I would call it a loss, but it's more of with myself and not necessarily of like the person or, you know, because there were lessons that came with it that, you know, it sucks that I had to go through X, Y, Z to learn ABC, but yeah. I want to say that's probably it.
I'm a firm believer, and I've said this thousands of times on the podcast, that everything that we go through, good, bad, or otherwise, there's a reason for it. And sometimes we know that reason, other times we don't. And everything that we go through, especially the hard times, I look at those moments in life as testimonial. Because if I'm going through it, I can almost guarantee that there's others out there going through it. And for me to share my story with others can hopefully help them through whatever it is that they're going through. And it's and I honestly, folks, just please go back and listen to some of the prior episodes because I don't want to tell this story again. I promised I wouldn't tell it again on the podcast, but it has to do with me getting sick and hating the front desk. And you guys probably have heard it a thousand times. I won't get into it again, but that's a perfect example of something bad happening to you. And it took me 5 years to understand why I was going through the things that I was going through. It came crystal clear on one day. And, you know, everything that you've gone through in the past to get to the point that you're at now, it's all just part of the journey. So embrace it all. Use it to your advantage. Help others with the things that you've gone through. Because I can almost guarantee you there's other women out there in your situation that you have gone through that could learn something from it. You know, so, and I know you said you're an introvert and everything. And it's funny because to look at your social media profile, at your Instagram, I never would have thought that. I definitely would not have thought that, you know, so to hear you say that was surprising to me.
I only let you see a little bit.
What's that?
I only let you see a little bit. I don't let you see everything. You only see a little bit.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. I want to ask you about another post. This was kind of a long caption, but this was a selfie of you working out or you in workout clothes. Not sure where you are at, but I'll read the post to you. And it says, I see I have quite a bit of new followers. Welcome. Here's a few things. This is my personal and only page, which does not represent any agency or department. What I do for a living is just that, what I do for a living. I primarily post workout things. If that's not your cup of tea, then that's fine. I'm not changing. The intent of what I post is for people, mainly my female followers, to feel comfortable enough in their own skin and feel comfortable posting and growing within themselves. My male followers may follow suit, which many do, and we cool. But I know why majority of y'all men are really here, which is fine and acceptable. That being said, if you wouldn't say it to your mother, your sister, or your daughter, don't say it to me. And if you would say it to any of them, then reevaluate yourself. Enjoy. Obviously, you recall that post.
Yes.
Okay. Now, I got a bunch of questions to ask you around this, folks.
I bet you do.
And the first one is, how do most of your coworkers feel about what you post? Have they expressed any things to you?
So I'm at my second department right now, and a lot of them don't follow me.
Okay.
And that's fine. Probably prefer them not to.
Yeah.
I work in a different environment than I did before. Clearly, my page is public, so if someone came across it, I have nothing to hide. I want to answer to whatever I answer to.
Mm-hmm. But, and just not to interrupt you, but just to be clear to the listener, Jennifer's profile is nothing obscene or anything like that. It's actually very inspiring. I'm sorry, but I just wanted to put that out there.
Yeah. Not let them have the wrong idea, but
yeah.
A lot of my old department, they do follow me, and not a lot, but there's a few here and there. And when I worked there, no one's really ever said anything to me, to my face anyway. There's nothing ever from upper chain of command or anything. There was a point in time where I was working on a specialized unit that I had to kind of shut everything down for a little bit and just kind of navigate it that way. But that's been several years since I did that. And that was their request. You know, we understand that you are active on social media. You know, could we maybe private it for a little bit so we can do this, and this? And I had no problem doing that. But generally, I don't get anything. I have some old coworkers who I did not particularly care for, who do get a little, are very active on my social media now with liking and commenting. And I'm like, you are a complete asshole to me. Why are you, in what world are we living in? Did you forget how you used to talk? Absolutely not. So it's kind of I see it, and that's like an inside joke between me and one of my friends that we, hey, look at this, you know, type of thing.
When did working out become important to you?
I've been in and out of the gym for about 10 years now. I started when I was about 20. I've always been a very small, slender person. I'm not small in height, but I was always small weight-wise. And it was something that has always been my, I guess, insecurity to an extent. And I knew, okay, well, to do that, you have to eat more and you have to lift weights. But if I want to change how I look, I got to do X, Y, Z. So went in and I would cycle through. I would do really good for like 3-4 months. You know, everything's great. And then I'd fall off. And that cycled up until early last year. So right around the time the pandemic started, I was like, okay, I turned 29 last year. And I told myself the last year of my 20s has to be something internally where I am doing the most that I can to grow in every aspect that I can, because I'm not going to go into my 30s being the same person I was in my 20s. And there was nothing wrong with who I was in my 20s. I feel like 20s are kind of like your teenage years, but with adult money and adult responsibilities. You're kind of like running around with it, like a chicken with your head cut off.
Exactly. Good description.
So, you know, when I turned 30 this year, back in May, I kind of had to like work up to that and like, okay, here we are, it's game time. And part of that was the physical aspect of it. And physically working out does also help me with, you know, mentally, which my mother is a big workout fitness person. She has been my whole life. That's probably my inspiration when it comes to working out or anything in the fitness world, because that's what I had a role model my whole life. And she always would say, if you go work out more, you know, you'd be happier, or you'd feel better, or you this. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. You know, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, she does know what she's talking about. So, surprise. So, I've been in and out for about 10 years, but the last year and a half, I've been really consistent and serious and just determined. Even on days where I don't feel like doing absolutely anything, I still at least go in and get something done, because something is better than nothing.
Yeah. Like I say, I get nosy and I go through all your social media, and there was one post. It was a transformation post that you had put up, and you went through quite a transformation. Either way, you look great to me, but you went through quite the transformation. What brought all of that on to make that drastic change?
Well, there's a 5-year difference in those photos.
Okay.
The photo where I was smaller, that's kind of how I've been literally up until probably last year. I weighed a little bit more than what was in that photo, but not drastically much.
Okay.
Before I started, you know, actually putting on more weight and muscle mass and just weight in general. But growing up, I've always been little, like that kind of just a small person. And you know, the same way that people who are larger get picked on growing up for being larger than the average person. When you're smaller than the average person, it comes. Yeah. And growing up, people said things going through adulthood, and this kind of circles back to the relationship that I mentioned. You know, there was a lot of devaluing in that relationship, and there was a lot of, you know, you're too small, you don't look womanly enough, there's something wrong with you, you know, you need to eat more, there's, you know, this and this. While there was also, there's a whole totality of just constantly not even being able to take care of myself in that relationship. Mm-hmm. And since I've been, you know, essentially, I guess, free of all that excess mess, it was a sit down, figure it out, and do it. And completely take control of who I am, and just, I guess, throw it to the other side and just take control back of who I am. I lost control of who I was for a little bit, and I am someone that does need control of my life. I am a control freak to an extent. I don't like to control other people, but I like to control what happens in my life. And after not having certain controls for a while, it was very important that I gained them back.
I understand that. That makes perfectly good sense. And like I say, it was quite the transformation. You've done an awesome job getting to the point that you're at. I want to ask you a couple more questions about that post. And this has to do with the part about knowing why the guys are really there. Do you get a lot of guys sliding in your DM?
I get a lot of weird messages. And I've been on social media since MySpace days. So I'm rather used to people being weird on the internet and behind, yeah, you know, screen. My teenage years were the MySpace, the tag, the high five, Zynga, all that. That was my high school years. So, and it was wild back then. People are wild now, but it was a whole different type of odd during that period. But yes, I get a lot of weird messages. I think the strangest message I've gotten to date, because I like to filter a lot of stuff out and, you know, make it very known, like, look, you know, don't talk to me this type of way. It's not okay. And usually when I post stuff like that, I end up losing followers, whatever. You know, and every once in a while, I do try to allow small talk with my male followers, because mm-hmm. it doesn't happen with my female followers, or else there would be that conversation, but it happens with my male followers. So sorry, guys, if that sounds like I'm picking on y'all, it just is what it is. I do attempt to engage in small talk sometimes, and these particular men have found their way of, you know, well, let's ask a question about something completely generic. And I'm like, okay, that's harmless. And I'll continue the conversation. All of a sudden they throw a freaking curveball and get really weird, really fast. I'm like, come on, dude. Like, but this one dude, you know, he's talking about whatever. And I, you know, talking about it today. And I'm like, okay, that's kind of weird. We're not at that level of conversation, but whatever. And I kind of was trying to like brush it off. Uh-huh. And then he started asking questions on why I turned off the comments on one of my photos. And I'm like, because it's my photo. If I don't want you commenting on it, if I want anyone commenting on it, I'm going to turn it off. It means there's nothing else to say. It's my page. I don't understand why you're asking this question. He kept going and going and going. And it finally got to the point where he told me that my skin looked like the way that baby powder smelled. Yeah. And I'm like, man, I think the FBI needs to go through your computer, because I think you've got some things in there that definitely don't need to be in there.
Well, you kind of answered my last question around that, which was, what was the weirdest or corniest DM that you've ever received? But you just answered that.
I've had some people like attempt to propose to me and to themselves to me in their message. I don't respond to it. And I just kind of like watch it go and go. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, the internet is an interesting place. You get all kinds. People get behind those keyboards and they get brave and weird and all kinds of things. You know, I want to ask you about one more post here. And this was a selfie of you at the beach. And the caption was, wishing I was on a beach, avoiding the little feelings I do have. Can you explain that post?
I think something may have hurt my feelings at that point in time. I think one of my friends may have hurt my feelings about something. And
okay.
You know, just kind of one of those little more dramatic posts.
Okay. I was just curious what that was all about. Now, if you're a first time listener to the podcast, my podcast is, you're not going to hear questions that you hear on typical law enforcement podcasts, because it's all about the people. We're getting to know the people here, the guests on the show. You know, if you want to talk politics and tactics and all that stuff, you can go to another podcast and listen. That's not what this podcast is about. It's all about the men and women of the profession and getting to know them on a personal level, because we are human. And I like to share that side of my guests with you, the listener. I think it's more interesting than hearing about what tactics or policies or what's going on in the profession from that side. There is 10,000 other podcasts out there that talks about all that stuff. Mine's more lighthearted and more personal. So I hope you're enjoying it. And this next part is really something that you probably won't hear on any other law enforcement. And this is my next segment, what I call Random Seven. And these are just seven totally random questions that have nothing to do with law enforcement or anything like that. They're just kind of off the wall. They're all electronically generated, so I don't know what they are until they pop up. All right. So, Jennifer, do your best to try to answer them. All right.
Okay.
All right. The first one, what do you value most in a friendship?
Honesty.
Okay.
Honesty.
Yeah. Do you have a lot of close friends?
My circle is very small. I have a lot of acquaintances, but I have my, you know, people that I talk to on a regular basis. It's a very, very more like a triangle.
Yeah. That's a good thing, though. You don't need too many, quote, really close friends. You only need a few. I think I have maybe seven, and we've been friends for 30 years.
That's family at that point.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the way we view each other. The next question. Think of someone who cares deeply for you. What would they say your purpose is?
Probably go out and make a difference. That's something I've been hearing a lot lately from a few people that are in my, not necessarily my triangle, but the people that do care, that I do keep in touch with here and there.
Mm-hmm.
I would say go out and make a difference.
What would you say your purpose is?
I would agree with them.
And is that how you're carrying that out through your social media?
I try to. I'm still working on trying to completely grasp how I want to, I guess, move my social media in the direction that I'm wanting to get it to. But I think that is overall with not only just social media, but also with, you know, just who I am, the person, and what I do for a living. I would agree.
Makes sense. Next question. What's the number one thing on your bucket list?
Every time my brain generates something, okay, I want to achieve this, or I want to complete this, me doing that or completing that would be accomplishment of itself. And I guess would be the greatest thing on my bucket list is, you know, making sure that in my career, I'm doing the absolute best that I could do and getting to the very furthest that I can get to, because my career is my big thing in my life. And so that's why I also, when it comes to why I deal with social media, I don't put too much of what I do for a living on there, because I do know how sensitive what we do for a living, how sensitive it is. And it's my thing, and I don't really want a whole lot of external energy going into it that doesn't need to be in there. So me doing the very best that I can do is going to be the biggest accomplishment for myself, and doing the very best that I can do as a human and coming in contact with the other humans that walk this earth and animals too. I like animals a lot, so I have to include them. Just doing the absolute best that I can do, I think, is probably my ultimate accomplishment or bucket list checkoff. I don't have your typical, well, I want to go here, or I want to, you know, learn 10 different languages, or if I get the wild hair that I want to do that in 5 years, then I'm going to do it.
Yeah. All right. This next one is a little different. But back in high school, what was the strangest thing someone could find in your locker?
Yeah, I don't know, because I was not very good at keeping my locker tidy. There was junk paper everywhere in that thing, because I just did not like being in school. So if I don't like something, I don't take very good care of it. So my locker was definitely an absolute wreck. I mean, I think I probably had homework in there that probably should have been turned in and didn't get turned in for 9 weeks. And our lockers were only like all of like yay big, so they weren't very big either.
Okay.
Never kept food in there, so there's no food in there. But they probably just, there wasn't anything on, I don't think, in any of mine.
Next question. Would you rather go without brushing your teeth for a year or have to use toilet water to brush your teeth for a week? I told you these were just random as hell.
Oh, so no brush my teeth for how long?
For a year.
And then how long with the toilet water?
A week.
Are we talking about clean toilet water, like the fresh one?
I hope so.
I hope so too, because I think I could probably tolerate that for a week and not brush my teeth for a year. Oh, God. I don't know.
I think I'd have to take the toilet water.
Yeah. At least it gets flushed. God, so, yeah, toilet water it is again.
You're not going to hear questions that you hear on any other podcast. Two more here, Jennifer. What's the longest amount of time you've been awake?
I've been awake. Then I can remember and actually have like, hey, I've been awake for this long, about 36 hours.
Okay. Work related, I'm assuming.
It was work related. I got off work in the morning and I had to run errands out the absolute ass. And I had, and there was like, I was in the middle of transitioning from one department to the next department. And I was also transitioning from moving too. So I was like, okay, I got to find somewhere to move. And when I get kind of like dead set on something and I have to do it right here, right now, I have to go do it. So by the time I got everything done, I was like, dang, I've been up for 36 hours and I'm wired just from energy itself, because I'm not someone that, I don't regularly drink coffee or energy drink. So that was just energy itself, just kind of and determination to get things done that was moving me along. Not healthy at all.
No, not at all. I think 24 hours may be my max. After that, I'm just crashing wherever I'm at. I don't think I can go much longer than that. Last question. What is your biggest insecurity?
Probably say how I come off to people, like how I sound, I guess, to people. Sometimes I don't think my humor gets picked up properly. So there's been times I've tried to make small talk jokes of like whether I'm in like the drive-thru line or if I'm at work and someone's passing. And I just get kind of like this obscured look from the other person. I'm like, oh no, they probably thought I was like insulting them, but I'm just trying to make a joke and that did not come out right. And all right, I believe now. So yeah, I hate listening to myself talk. That's why I don't do a whole lot of like live type of things on my social medias, because I do not like listening to myself talk. Having to listen to my body cam footage come back is cringeworthy. Like, I just don't like listening to it. When I listen to this after we're done, I'm going to want to like put my head underneath a pillow and pretend I don't exist.
No, I'm going to have you sounding great. Trust me. You sound fine.
That's probably my biggest insecurity. How do I come across to people? And while I'm still true to myself, I also don't want to purposely ever offend somebody or purposely hurt somebody's feelings. Now, obviously, if it's called for, it's called for, and I have no problem doing that. But in just regular conversation, I don't think people generally want to hurt somebody. I don't know. At this point in time, in this day and age, I'm probably a little bit convinced otherwise, but there's still a part of me that likes to think that, you know, people don't necessarily go out and maliciously talk to people. So I just don't want to ever come off as, I don't know. It's, obviously, I'm sitting here thinking too much into it. So
yeah, I don't get that vibe from you at all. Not at all. So I can see where that's an issue for you, but I definitely don't see that part of you. Unless you're just good at hiding it, it's not coming across here, that's for sure.
We just kind of went down a little bit of rabbit hole with that, so you got what you got.
All right, Jennifer, I'm going to go ahead and get to my last segment. This is what I call this or that. This is my rapid fire round. I'm going to give you two topics. You simply have to pick one. Don't give it too much thought, and you don't have to explain why.
Okay.
All right, ready? Dry cleaners or washing machine?
Washing machine.
Phone call or text?
Text.
Flip-flops or tennis shoes?
Tennis shoes.
Amusement park or water park?
Neither. Amusement park.
Grilled or fried?
Fried.
Early, on time, or late?
Early.
Books, digital, hardback, or paperback?
Audible, so digital.
Okay. Shop online or in store?
Online.
Toilet paper, over or under?
Over.
Okay. Yeah. And the last one, rap music or country music?
Rap music.
Awesome. Jennifer, listen, I appreciate you taking time out of your day to come on the podcast and kick it with me. This was fun. I was not expecting the conversation to go like this because, again, when I see your social media, I was surprised to hear that you are an introvert because that does not come across. And it was a pleasure speaking with you. I really enjoyed it. And if you can just do me a favor, if you can share your social media so people can go over and check you out and follow you and all that other good stuff.
Thank you for having me. I have enjoyed this myself. Stepping out of my comfort zone is definitely, it was good today. So thank you. I enjoyed it. My Instagram is Jenny Jinks, JennyJinx. I do not go by Jenny. I go by either Jennifer or Jen. But it flowed right. My dog's name is Jinx. So that's where the Jinx comes in. he just flowed right with his name. So, but yeah, Jenny Jinx with two Y's.
All right, just on Instagram, that's it?
Yes, I'm just on Instagram. I actually deleted my Facebook like a year and a half ago, but okay. I had to create a new one because of the brand ambassadorship that I do with Be Empowered Nutrition. I use that for there, but I don't use that Facebook for personal use.
What's that all about, the brand ambassadorship?
Be New for short, but Be Empowered Nutrition. They are the sister company to Curve and Combat Boot Apparel, okay. which they've rebranded that to Curve or CRVS Apparel. And it is a veteran-owned, like the apparel side, I'm not an ambassador for them. And the nutrition side of it is the supplement, and it's also owned by the same people, but it's, I guess, it's like a separate company. So it's their sister mm-hmm. company that's fitness-related, it's nutrition-related, supplement-related. And I was recently brought on as a brand ambassador. I do have a code for that, and it's the same as my Instagram handle. And it's Nutrition Clean Supplements, and I was never really one to use supplements throughout my 10 years of working out. I really love the community of Curve because it is women empowerment, and it's just a great community, you know, of women from everywhere online. And they're still in their first year of this side of the company. And I watched it. I was like, okay, well, let me give this a whirl because clearly I'm not getting everything that I need from just your daily diet and working 12 hours a day and working overtime like crazy. I need a little bit of help here and there. So I started using their stuff and I really like it. It doesn't upset my stomach like a lot that I've tried in the past have. And that's a big mm-hmm. thing. So I can't stand a cramped stomach when I'm trying to work out. And I just overall feel better when I do use them in relation to everything else, you know, diet and exercise. And so I applied to be one of their ambassadors and I was picked up this month and circle all back way back around. I have a Facebook because I needed it for that reason and as far as getting information to be able to put back out to my social media.
Gotcha.
The only social media that I use for, you know, regular basis is Instagram. I had a Snapchat that I use for very personal use, like people that I do want to like in person. And I don't even use that anymore.
Gotcha.
And I don't use dating apps. I don't use anything besides that Instagram account. My dog has an Instagram account and that's about the only other thing, but he gets tagged when I go post pictures of him and then share them to mine. Yeah, that's it. But that's why on my Instagram, it says only account because the whole fake account thing has started up again. I dealt with it back when MySpace was a thing. So it's just nothing new to me. It was different back then than it is now. Now it's just people trying to scam people. Back then it was personal. That's a story for a whole nother day.
All right. Awesome. I'm going to put that down in the show notes. So you guys, please go over and check out Jennifer, follow her, see what she has going on over on Instagram. Get inspired by what she's doing over there. Any last words before we get out of here?
Just thank you. I really enjoyed this.
Likewise. Again, I appreciate you taking time out of your day. Guys, you know what to do. Follow us on whatever platform you're listening to the podcast on. That's what helps us grow. And if you go to theoffdutypodcast.com/reviews, you can leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. It's important that you guys do that because when you do so, the algorithms show the podcast to more folks that have not listened before. And that is how we grow the podcast. And the podcast is growing. I appreciate all the support and all the great reviews that I've been getting. We've been climbing the charts. I think we've hit as high as number 67 or something like that on Apple. So I appreciate you guys all. On that note, I'm out of here. Jennifer, you take care. Guys, you all take care, and I'll see you guys all on the next episode. All right, I'm out of here. Bye-bye.